What happens when economic rhetoric has to turn to economic policy in the Donald J. Trump administration? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with special coverage this morning of market reaction to the election results, starting with stocks where Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures fell to or close to the limit of a 5% drop as it emerged that Donald Trump was headed toward a win. Now that it is confirmed Mr. Trump has made his acceptance speech, the declines moderated. Right now, the Dow future is down 275 points, 1.5%, a similar percentage drop for the S&P future. The NASDAQ future is down 2%. The 10-year Treasury yield is not the safe haven you might expect, with its yield up sharply at 1.95%. The election result caused a storm on currency markets, with the U.S. dollar costing more than 20 Mexican pesos at one point today. It's down 8% now. Chris Vecchio is a currency analyst with Daily FX in New York.
Because of these promises to alter trade agreements and change the global economic dynamic, look at the wall, for example. Even if Trump never goes ahead and builds the wall, just the sheer uncertainty and overhang of that will probably reduce capital inflows to the Mexican economy for a number of years. So we're seeing the peso struggle today. We're seeing that emerging market currencies are struggling, generally speaking.
Mr. Trump has offered only sketches until now about how he plans to change health care in America. His election comes as premiums on the Obamacare exchanges are rising for many, as are many drug prices. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that.
On day one of the Trump administration, we will ask Congress to immediately deliver a full repeal of the Affordable Care Act. That's according to Trump's website. And it's the first of a seven-point plan that includes selling insurance across state lines and greater price transparency. Harvard Health Policy Professor Ashish Jha says even with the campaign to dismantle the ACA, the underlying problem that we're spending too much on health care is here to stay.
You can take the ACA away and those issues remain, and the pressure to do something about healthcare costs will continue to be there.
One area where Trump may see success is in tackling drug prices. Former Marco Rubio advisor Ovik Roy says he thinks Trump can cobble together a coalition of Republicans and Democrats on some kind of price control measure.
Ironically, there's more likely to be movement from a standpoint of Congress on drug prices with a President Trump than a President Hillary.
Some pharmaceutical stocks have rallied since the election, but Roy warns investors are underestimating Trump. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
So healthcare, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams now reports on President-elect Trump's plans for the nation's infrastructure and jobs.
Trump's plan calls for $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over a decade. Trump economic advisor Peter Navarro insisted when we spoke before the election.
We're not going to increase government spending on infrastructure by raising taxes.
Now that Trump is president-elect, Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says this means companies involved in infrastructure are likely to do well.
People who can rebuild roads and bridges and tunnels and railroads and sewer systems, I think they're going to do a lot better than people who rely on exports.
And this topic might be one of few opportunities for Trump to find common ground with his still reeling opponents. Washington, D.C. resident Karen Boone voted for Hillary Clinton, but said leaving her polling place yesterday,
I really hope that whoever wins this election will really focus on infrastructure. Our bridges need to be worked on, roads.
And those projects create what this election proved is a top priority for many Americans, jobs. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
With Republicans controlling the White House and both houses of Congress, does that mean gridlock is swept away? I asked Austin Goolsbee, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Obama and now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
I do think big things will happen. The getting rid of all or part of Dodd-Frank, the getting rid of Obamacare, to do anything like big infrastructure that in a way requires a bit of a national consensus, I don't know. You kind of see on the map that it's two different countries. In a political environment like that, strikes me as relatively hard to build a national consensus for anything.
He did campaign on bringing jobs to America. Jobs are under pressure from trade, Donald Trump often pointed out. But the march of technology maybe even more to blame. Voters were asking for many things, but I think clearly they want better livelihoods. That's going to be now on this new administration to see if they can provide it.
The jury's still out, and I think if you look at the stock markets in the U.S. and around the world, you can see that there's a lot of uncertainty about that question. My own belief is that building walls to try to keep the rest of the world's stuff and people and ideas out doesn't make you rich. It makes you poor. It's been tried hundreds of times all around the globe, and that doesn't make you rich.
The transition now begins in earnest. What will you be watching for as the new economic team is assembled?
I think the question of whether President Trump is going to establish an economic team of, are they going to be business experts, political people, or are they going to be more friends of Donald Trump's, and who he starts putting and from which groups will tell us a lot about where he wants to go.
Austin Goolsbee is former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. He's now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Professor Goolsbee, thank you.
Thank you, David.
We also talked today to a chair of President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. It's in the first podcast of the day. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.